Kathy, wait!
Oh, Tyler, you're such a gent. Thanks. What are you going to do about this one, then?
Hi, and welcome to teams of ingenious junketeers. We'll be attempting to make mighty machines out of the trash that the rest of us throw away. At stake is a place in our semifinals. Our challengers must reach out and try and touch the other side.
To get there, they must build a machine that's both a bridge and a vehicle capable of carrying all four team members. They must complete a course over rough terrain and bridge the waters of our Junkian swamp
before racing to collect their team flag. Then they must cross the swamp for a second time.
The team that manages to stay dry and cross the finish line first will be the winners.
All the way from the Sunshine State are the mighty Miami Gearheads. They specialise in building lowrider cars.
I'm Milton. I'm the captain of the Miami Gearheads. My teammates are Frank and Anthony, and we have the best team there is.
Frank is the monster of the team. He can be welding 4 days, non-stop. No food, no water, he'll do it.
My name is Frank. We're looking forward just to have plain fun. I mean, we're looking forward just to, like, kid around as much as we can and just make it happen.
Anthony is a practical guy of the team.
Hi, my name is Anthony. I'm part of the Miami Gearheads. I'm from Venezuela. Frank is Cuban. Milton's from Puerto Rico. We got that Caribbean chemistry going on, and that's how we get along.
I have the best team, that's it. If we're going to the show, we're going to win.
We are the Miami Gearheads.
And we're going back home with that trophy.
Yeah. We're taking everybody out.
Helping the Gearheads shift up is Bill Harris, an engineering egghead who advises the Pentagon on everything from electric vehicles to bridging machines.
Ready.
Ready.
Let's do it.
Their opponents come from the opposite end of North America. The crafty Canadian junkies are three cool cats from Calgary.
I'm Gary Heald. I'm 34 years old.
I'm Kevin Meehan. This is my yarn. Welcome to it.
I'm Mike Guerin. I'm 38 years old. I am a junkaholic.
These are ski bikes that we built one Saturday afternoon.
Snow here in Canada is phenomenal, but you gotta watch out for the polar bears.
There isn't a challenge that we're not up to. Let's go grab some stuff, guys.
Riding in to help the junkies is battling bridger Richard Hunt. He specializes in emergency repairs to bridges damaged by earthquakes and floods.
Okay, junkies, let's get it on. Hoorah!
Canadian junkies,
yeah!
Miami Gearheads.
Yeah!
The challenge I set before you today is the ultimate leap of faith. I'm going to stretch you to your limits, and you'll have to carry yourselves over some troubled waters. Oh. Build me the ultimate mobile bridging machine.
Yeah!
Okay, you know the rest of the rules. You'll have just 10 hours to build your machines, starting from when the junkyard gonger gongs its gong. Are you ready?
Yeah!
Go!
In World War II, the Allied forces had to build temporary bridges to keep their tanks advancing fast. But by the time of the Vietnam War, mobile bridging machines made from converted tanks were carrying specially designed scissor-style bridges. Modern bridging machines launch their bridges horizontally, and of course, none of them are made out of junk.
Pivot from the Vietnam.
Before our teams can build their machines, they must first devise a plan.
Whatever we find out there is going to really control how we build it.
What I propose is we build a lightweight trailer bridge. We'll take a lightweight vehicle, we'll have the trailer, we'll build the lightweight trailer.
The junkies' plan is to build a simple bridge and then mount it on two axles. They'll tow it to the gap, and then, using a jack mounted on the front of the vehicle, they'll crank down one end of the bridge, which will lever up the opposite end. The vehicle will then push the bridge into position, unhook and drive across, before repeating the process to pull the bridge over on the other side.
Is this a race?
Oh, yes.
It's a race. Is there anything in here? Like water?
Hear there's water and sharks.
Bridge needs to deploy itself. You need to cross it. It needs to pick itself up.
Okay.
The way I want to start thinking about it is we want to have a bridge that hinges.
Bill's plan is to carry the gearheads bridge on the back of a vehicle. It'll be hinged in the middle, and they'll use a system of winches to extend their scissor bridge over the gap. Once across, they'll winch the bridge back on board and carry on their merry way. It's a very ambitious and difficult plan.
Does it have to be a bridge that does this?
Does,
I mean, if we don't find anything
like
does that, it can be a straight.
Right. So if we put a bridge that we basically throw on top of a small car,
we could actually
throw it down and assemble it, and then we could drive the car on it.
Now, the question is, how do you pick it up?
Okay.
That's the critical part.
We need trailer, jacks, wheels. I think those would be key things. And can you think
platform,
of anything, Richard?
Pipes. The vehicle.
Vehicle, eyes out for vehicle. Let's go get him, boys!
Good luck, good hunting.
Let's go, guys!
The race is on to find the best materials.
So, our first Canadian-American challenge.
I know. Let's hope it doesn't get ugly.
It may.
But you're from Canada.
I'm not answering that question. Not at this time. Might incriminate me.
Beams, pipes, vehicles, everything is up for grabs.
So, will the teams be beaming over their discoveries, or will they just come up short? You'll have to stick around to find...
The Canadian Junkies and the Miami Gearheads are locked in cross-border conflict in a battle to build a bridging machine.
The Gearheads have staked their first claim, a big, heavy van that runs. It's ideal because they plan to hang a large military-style scissor bridge off the back of it.
Let's roll it.
By contrast, the Canadian Junkies will be towing a lightweight trailer bridge that they'll lever over the gap. Keeping the weight down is crucial. And Kevin's trying to lighten the load even further.
Gearheads Captain Milton and expert Bill are waiting impatiently in their workshop. Out in the yard, Frank and Anthony are grabbing everything in sight.
Bill and me, we're doing nothing here. Just
bring something, bring the van,
and then, you know, go back.
The Canadian guys are blocking us with their buggy.
Run them over.
Hey, or pull it or whatever.
I hear an engine.
I'm gonna back it up.
No, just put it in there. Wedge it in there. Don't worry about it. That's not your problem.
Junkies Gary and Richard aren't convinced that this trailer will make the perfect bridge.
Oh, see, the tongue's no good.
Yeah, it's got some major damage. The whole thing's damaged.
You're so frisky in here, you don't waste a moment.
Oh, no.
Tell me about your plan.
Our plan is basically to make a trailered bridge.
The Junkies plan to mount their bridge on wheels and tow it to the gap. They'll then turn the car round, and with a jack mounted on the heavy end of the car, they'll crank down to lever the far end of the bridge up. The bridge will then be pushed into position and drop down across the gap. Then they'll unhook, race across, and repeat the procedure on the other side.
Why have you gone for this particular option? Why is this going to make you win? I presume you're intent on winning.
Oh, yes, totally. Because our expert, Richard, you know, we have... 100% confidence in him. And
really? So have you built something like this before?
Never.
Good. There's a very good reason for having so much confidence. But you think lightweight is going to be the winning solution?
I think so.
Quietly confident. And what do you think of your team, the Canadian Junkies? Are they performing?
Gotta hold them back. They're ready to go.
Because you're our first ever Canadian team on this
show. The first?
So yeah, there's a lot resting on you.
Yes, the pressure's on.
We'll see how you get on. You can have this tool back.
Thank you very
much. I'll catch up with you shortly.
Awesome.
Good luck.
Boys aren't really grabbing the right stuff.
No.
You guys, we need like 20 feet.
OK.
Captain Gary isn't too happy with his scroungers' finds. They've unearthed nothing to make a bridge from, and Kevin's latest discovery would barely get them over a puddle.
Bill and Milton start stripping the gearhead's van. Out in the sea of junk, Frank is on the prowl.
Hey, what about this winch? I got a winch here.
From an old tow truck or something.
The energy level really high over here on the Miami gearhead side. What are you working on here?
We're building some kind of, what is it called, the portable?
It's like a scissor bridge.
A scissor bridge.
Okay. Don't even know what it's called, but we're building it.
The gearhead's complicated plan is to mount a military-style scissor bridge on the back of their van. Hinged in the middle, a system of winches and cables will extend it out over the gap. They'll then unhook and drive across.
Give me some more detail.
Well, this is a heavy car, so we need to build something that will hold that weight. So it's going to have to be a heavy bridge too. And hopefully it will work.
This winch could be just what they need to launch their heavy bridge.
All right, it looks pretty old. It looks like crap.
The key question is, does it work? Or did it work?
You ready?
The junkies still need materials long enough to bridge the 16-foot gap.
We got ourselves a trailer.
This boat trailer is nearly 18 feet long. It's a big step in the right direction.
Okay, I need water.
Who's your money on, would you say?
Right now, you know, if I'm just looking back and forth, and this is no bias intended, but I'm going to go with the Canadians.
Are you? I've got to go with the gearheads then, just to even things up. Ridiculousness. The scissor bridge sounds so utterly preposterous that I think that I favour it.
The gearheads are still struggling to get their weighty winch back to their workshop. It's a real drag, but it's essential for their cutting-edge scissor bridge design.
13.
Expert Richard sizes up the junkie's new trailer.
Cut it here, 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 and here, and then bend them straight.
All they need to find now is a vehicle.
Woo!
Yeah! We just started a two-door flyer fly.
Woo!
It's not big.
So
how do we get it here, though? Forklift?
Kevin's mate Mike knows that cars are for driving, but he's a bit backward in coming forward.
I think we've got the materials we need.
No junkyard wars would be complete without a caustic comment from an impartial judge. Professor John Kuzmatka is a world expert in portable bridges built from lightweight composite materials. It's these bridges which will be used by the next generation of U.S. Army vehicles. Will he think our teams have gone a bridge too far?
The two teams are working feverishly right now. What I want to know is, what do you think of them?
Well, the two designs are really exciting. The Miami team and the Canadian team are both coming at this from opposite perspectives. The team from Canada is going with a very lightweight design. I don't think any of us are even questioning that they're going to get this done in time. They will get this done.
What kind of things could go wrong?
It's going to take quite a bit of force in order to get that bridge to lift up the far end. You may find out when they jack it up, the car is going to go instead of the bridge going.
Now, over on the Miami gearhead side, there's nothing going on over here right now, but what about their design? Is it something that's workable?
Oh, absolutely. It's a classical military design. The advantages of that is that it's a proven design. The disadvantages of that in this whole situation here is it's a very complex design. We've got cables we got to worry about, we've got winches, and it's a very ambitious plan. And you're going to know in about an hour and a half if they'll be able to complete this or not. If that van's not all ready to go and if they're not back working on the bridge, they're going to be in trouble.
All right, time for an early prediction right now. You've got $5 American, which is about $50 Canadian. Do you put it on the Miami gearheads or do you go with the Canadian junkies?
Well, right now it's pretty easy to do. The Canadian junkies have got four guys working hard. We're over on the Miami team. They're basically doing a lot of thinking, a lot of pondering. They need to start working. So I put my money on the Canadian team.
Hey, good.
It's all a breeze for the junkies as they tear the trailer and the car to bits.
Still stick with the Miami gearheads? Because I'm telling you, I am not
shifting on this.
You're sticking with the Canadians.
First of all, I'll never be allowed across the border again if I don't stick with the Canadian junkies.
But, well, I think you should keep your voice down because I'm not sure you're going to be too popular with Florida.
But honestly, I can't say that it looks like they know where they're going.
I must admit, big, heavy, ugly, brutish, I'm a big fan of.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
We have something strong enough to pull any weight bridge. Would you say that's true?
Yeah. But the Miami gearheads are stuck in neutral.
Next step is, where's the bridge?
Frank's still not convinced that Bill's scissor design will work.
It seems like we're building a bridge to carry an army tank through.
Yeah.
And it doesn't have to be like that.
Without materials for their bridge, Frank decides to grab whatever he can find, even if it means changing the plan. Expert Bill just has to swallow his pride and help Milton out with the van.
Oh my God.
Take it.
Frank's found a huge army vehicle chassis that's 15 feet long.
Bill, can you come here a second?
Unfortunately, the gap they'll have to bridge is 16 feet.
What do you think?
It's pretty heavy and it's got a lot of stuff on it that we gotta cut off. Ripping it's not that bad, it's just time. It's heavy, you know what I'm saying?
It could be the basis of a single-piece bridge, but it needs to be stripped down and extended.
There's no other frames out here that you guys can see?
No, I looked everywhere, man.
With the clock ticking, Bill reluctantly agrees to the change in plan.
Guys, you have 7 hours.
7 hours. 2, 1.
Jesus.
That frame is going nowhere fast. They'll have to strip it right down to have a hope of shifting it.
Stand by with that fire extinguisher again.
The Canadian junkies have almost finished their cutting.
Let the sun shine in.
California stuff.
They can now concentrate on building their bridge. And with the trailer straightened out, their main beams are almost complete.
Are you feeling confident, comfortable?
Oh, totally. I'm figuring we're either on or ahead of schedule. Originally, before we started this, we set ourselves a goal. We were figuring, you know, we should be able to bang this off in 6 hours.
Right.
The only thing that worries us is the design of the car. We have nothing to really mount anything solid onto.
Right.
So we're going to really have to do some magic on this little car.
But there's no cause for celebration in the gearheads camp. Frank's been working on that frame for over an hour now.
3, 2, 1.
It's a disaster. The frame is still stuck. But with one blow of the torch...
1.
Let's go. Man, I can't believe we're building a bridge out of this. The thing is that we want to be able to use it to haul the American Army around. The U.S. Army, Navy, everybody.
So is this going to be the whole bridge?
Basically, what we want to do is cut it in half, make it wider.
Instead of a scissor, the new bridge will be just one piece. Suspended off the back of the van, the winch system will lower the bridge over the gap like a drawbridge. The team will then drive across the bridge before picking it up and winching it back in.
So we've simplified the plan.
Yes.
Good. I'm very pleased to hear that. So plan A is in the junkyard where it belongs.
It's another enormous piece of equipment to add to the gearhead's hefty armory.
There's been massive upheaval and revolution over here.
What is this thing?
I think it's part of the chassis of some sort of military truck. But they've done away with the whole scissory, twizzly, winchy, it's all gone.
Okay.
And they're just going with that, stuck on the back of their van, basically.
Things are going okay over on the Canadian junkie side, though.
You're not getting soft on them, are you?
Because no, not
certain
at all.
Allegiance.
No, I'm actually harder on them than I am on any other team because they're holding up the flag. You know, you got to make sure that they at least do us proud in Canada, and I think they are.
I always worry when there's this much confidence.
I know. You're just waiting for them to go click.
But with the temperature reaching 95 degrees in the shade, the Canadians are starting to overheat.
Because we got a lot of work ahead of us.
The gearheads have more important things on their mind than the weather.
You cut this,
right?
Cut the roof off, and then we'll start laying this out.
If
Things have changed a lot on the Miami gearhead side, haven't they?
Absolutely. They finally said to themselves, enough of the complexity, enough of the scissors. Let's keep it simple, stupid.
But the gearheads still have to solve a fundamental problem with their bridge beams.
They're going to have to make their bridge longer. The rails that they're working with is right now a foot shorter than the gap. The difficulty there is they're going to have to find members which are roughly the same size and the same stiffness and then weld them to the end of this. And that'll be the area, if the bridge is going to fail, that'll be the area which will take the most load.
Now, we come to the other side, the Canadian junkies. And, you know, I got to be honest with you, it doesn't look like much has changed over on this side of the room since the last time we talked.
Well, I'd love to argue with you. I can't argue with you on that one. I'm looking at this, and these guys have taken more breaks than probably any other team I can imagine. I don't know if they're thinking they're going to play a little hockey or something this afternoon, but they've been sitting here. They're going to have to get started on that vehicle. That vehicle, they spend so much time cutting the top off that, putting in surfboards and water skis and everything else, and it's a good-looking car. I think these guys are souvenir hunting more than anything else.
Would you like to change your vote?
It's getting harder. I got to say it's getting harder. My fear, though, is the Miami team is there's not enough time. They need to get their act going, stupid, and get going. I still put my $5 on the Canadian team.
So we got to make this longer, like 3 feet longer.
The Miami team have to find the right materials to lengthen their bridge, or they're sunk.
With 5 hours to go, the Miami gearheads have only just started work on their van-mounted drawbridge.
2 feet, that takes us to...
And right now, their bridge beams are still a foot shorter than the gap.
Almost. How long did you make them, Bill? 5 foot?
Hold on, let me think about this real quick. So if I go 2.5.
Way ahead of them are the Canada junkies, whose lightweight trailer bridge is taking shape. But while Kevin is searching for souvenirs, expert Richard is worried about weight.
If we use a 4-foot tongue off the trailer, we're probably going to be pushing about 1,000 pounds on here. And this car on the front axle, without anybody in it, is probably only about 750 pounds.
The junkie's design relies on jacking one end of the bridge down to lift the far end up. But if the bridge is too heavy, the jack will merely lift the car rather than the bridge. To make the bridge lighter, the junkies have made two modifications. They're going to replace the lever arms on either end of the bridge with a single movable lever arm, and they'll use just one set of movable wheels. It's a good plan, as the lighter bridge should mean they can cross the gap in a jiffy. But with half the day gone, they need to hurry up and get on with it.
This beam is perfect for extending the gearhead's bridge by the few feet they need. It should mean they keep their vehicle and themselves dry.
If we tell the truth, which we can do because we're out of earshot of the teams, we want to see some people getting wet, don't we?
Hey, man, I just hope everybody can swim. Can the junkies swim?
I checked.
Okay.
I checked, because I was worried about them.
I haven't checked if the Miami gearheads can swim.
Florida, I'm sure they must.
I'm sure. It's all water around there.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
The gearheads are wrestling with their weighty winch. Somehow the four of them have to get it off the ground and onto the van.
Let's get the other side back.
But disaster strikes.
I need a medic.
Bill's cut his hand.
Now just pivot it up and in. It's bad. It's bad. It's going to be stitches.
While he goes off for medical attention, the others struggle on.
Now, Frank, align it with the hole there.
How are you guys doing?
How are you doing?
I got to go to the hospital. It's going to be like 2 or 3 stitches. All right. But you guys are doing great.
What happened here?
I was coming over as we were trying to get this on the van, and my fist came up like this and just cut it on that.
Wow, so you got to go and get a couple of stitches.
Yeah.
Is it hurting, or is it?
It doesn't hurt. I want to stay here. I can't stay here.
Yeah, it must be so frustrating. But are they sorted on the plan, do you think?
I think so.
Well, good luck. You should get off there.
Okay.
I don't know if your comms work in hospital. They can phone in questions.
How do I have to leave this?
It's the unkindest cut of all. With Bill off to the hospital, the gearheads have just 2 chances of finishing in time, slim or none. And Slim just left town.
You've only got 3 hours left to build your amazing bridging machines.
Tick-tock, tick-tock, tick-tock.
The Canada junkies plan to drive their car along the narrow beams that run the length of the bridge. But without some kind of wheel guides, the junkies will become the dunkies. Eager Beaver Mike may have found the answer.
These will work as our wheel guides. Got this here,
cut this here, cut this here, cut this here, and then cut everything the same all the way. Then we just come along here, tack them on.
At the moment, the junkies crossing will be more like a tightrope act. The slightest mistake and they're in for a soaking. To solve the problem, they're going to cut Mike's fencing into sections and weld them inside the rails to act as guides. Hopefully, this will be enough to keep them on the straight and very narrow.
While Mike gets to work on the wheel guides, expert Richard is back welding the bridge. After 7 hours' work, there are still bits missing.
There's no wheels on it. What have you guys been doing?
Slide in. It looks worse than it is,
Tyler. I don't
want
to put any pressure on you, but the entire nation of Canada, all 30 million people will be watching this show. The hopes and dreams of Canadians are riding on this bridging machine.
And we're not going to let them down.
Oh,
we're there. It looks rough, but we're closer than it looks.
At the beginning of the day, you're up, lots of energy, doing stuff. And then you guys, it seemed like you took a nap in the afternoon, and now it seems like a frantic rush to the finish here. I mean, am I right or am I wrong?
You know, to be honest, Tyler, it did seem like we had lost some time somewhere, and I don't know.
It's probably when you guys all left and went to the beach and then came back a couple hours later.
It could have been to give the other team a better chance. Well, maybe we gave them too much of a chance.
Maybe.
But,
they're working like the Dickens over there. I mean, I know you can't see it, but they're really at it right now.
2 feet in, 3 feet out. Go do that and we'll take care of this. You want to start cutting, Milton, if you want to get working on that over there. Kill Canada!
We're not here for 2 minutes.
Now that he has undisputed control, Frank wants to change expert Bill's design yet again.
I still want to change the plan in the back the way that Bill wanted to build it. We're taking a risk that when we start winching it up, the bridge might fall off.
Bill's plan for mounting the bridge on the van meant the gearheads ran the risk of the bridge bouncing off mid-race. Frank's solution is to fit pieces of pipe on each end of the bridge. A mount at the back of the van will have another pipe welded to it. When the bridge is placed on the mount, the pieces of pipe should all line up, and a pin can be slung in from either side, providing the pivot for the bridge and ensuring it never falls off.
Whatever we're going to do, it's got to hold it, and we'll hold it.
Okay, let's go for it then.
John, the only thing constant is change, it seems, and especially when you're talking about the Miami gearheads, because they've done it again. They've changed everything.
We were always trying to figure out how were they ever going to get this bridge on and off their vehicle. Well, what they've done is they've come up with a really, I think, is a clever solution. What they've done is they've basically cut some cylindrical tubes that they're going to weld onto either side, and they're going to make it effectively a door hinge.
That's a stroke of genius, really.
It's a stroke. I don't know if I'd ever go genius at this point in time. What I've got to say, though, is that it's impressive just how quickly these guys can work and how quickly they're able to pull this together.
Especially considering they lost their expert to some, a hand injury. So
yeah, sometimes I wonder if that helps.
Time to put your money where your mouth is. You had it here on the Canadian Junkies before. Any chance maybe you might want to shift?
This is tough. This is really tough. Early on in the day, I was looking at a Canadian team that basically had a bridge nearly done. 7 hours later, I'm looking at a bridge that's still almost done. But you gotta love this Miami team. My gut feeling says they're not going to finish it. There's no way they're going to get it done in time. But just in style points and just for working hard, I'm going to go with the Miami team.
No one seems to have told Frank they can't finish in time.
Milton, the pipe. Throw me the pipe. It needs to be that size.
You've only got 1 hour to go, teams. 1 hour.
The junkies finally get to work building their jacking system, but Kevin's making very slow progress. The jacking system has to be firmly attached to the car for it to work. The junkies' idea is to weld an A-frame over the car's engine and attach the jack firmly underneath. The bottom end of it will be attached to a hinged tongue. As the jack is expanded, the tongue will be forced down, pushing on the lever arms of the bridge and lifting the far end of it. The system should work, but if Kevin doesn't get a move on, the river might have dried up.
You know this thing's not straight, eh, Gary?
Yeah.
Richard and Gary are concentrating on the precision job of positioning the wheel guides. A mistake here, and the car and their hopes will go off the rails.
Richard quickly welds the movable lever arm together. Their whole plan relies on the robustness of this ramshackle assembly.
Teams, you have 30 minutes. 30 minutes. And for those of you from Canada, you're like totally running out of time, eh?
Reassure me about a few things over here. You push this down.
This will hook onto
the front of the car
where the jack is.
Yep.
And we'll jack pushes down, which will push down on this,
right,
which will make it rotate around the wheels and come up on the other side.
Gotcha, okay. Well, actually, no, I think the real fingers crossed bit is...
Wait a minute.
I'm looking at the... You can cross your legs and your arms.
You can't cross them now.
The wheels of your car are pretty thin,
yeah.
And there's quite a big gap between what I assume is your wheel guard and actually the bit that you're going to be driving on. Are you sure that you're not going to fall through that gap?
No.
Or if that bends or something?
No.
You're not sure?
Mm-mm.
So you'll be taking the walking route across the bridge.
Bill is back, but bandaged beyond belief. With time against them, even Bill's return may turn out to be too little, too late for the gearheads. But Frank is still driving them hard.
What do you got? What do you got? Total.
I was going to see if I can slip in here and... Milton, how are we doing? Is it coming together the way you want?
Kind of, yeah. We'll probably need...
What about time? Are you going to run out of time here or what? So based on what you guys have right now, do you guys think this is actually going to... Is it going to work?
Definitely.
I don't want to bug them any more than I have to, because I think they've got heavy wrenches and stuff, and I think they're going to hit me. So I'm just going to go and get out of here. They scare me. I don't want to go back in there.
Tag here.
Okay.
Try to get them.
Teams, you have 15 minutes. That's right, 15 minutes to finish your bridging machines.
The gearheads are ready to connect their bridge to their van for the very first time.
Back up. Milton, the cable, you gotta get the cable off right now. Get that cable out of there.
The junkie's all-important jack slides into place.
How do you see things panning out for the Canada junkies tomorrow?
Well, Tyler, this has been exciting. They've got to get this vehicle up onto that bridge, and those tires have to sit on that little rail. There's not a lot of margin for error.
Okay, what about the Miami gearheads?
If there is going to be a question, is that bridge going to be stiff enough? They've lengthened that bridge by 6 feet. They've made some welds. They've got a very kind of weak section at either end. This is going to be exciting.
Is it going to be the Miami gearheads or the Canada junkies to take the golden prize?
Although I'm a traitor, I still got to go back with Miami.
Ground, on the winch.
It's a frantic race to the finish.
Miami, they're spinning like if it's going out of style.
The gearheads are trying to hook their cable up to the bridge, but that winch looks awfully slow.
Incredible as it seems, neither team has had time to find out if their system actually works.
Milton, help me, man, help me. Relay!
Go.
Help me do this here. What do you think, I'm a machine or something? Tony, go. Come here.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. That's it. Put down your tools, teams. You're all done.
Yeah.
Congratulations, you put in a good day's work. It's time to go home, get some rest. For tomorrow, we race.
Could this unusual crossbreed of a van and a medieval drawbridge carry the mighty Miami gearheads across the junkyard moat to victory?
Or will the Canada junkies with their jackable lightweight trailer bridge be first across the water jump and pass the checkered flag?
We're here at Thunder Creek, where our two teams of junketeers are about to go head-to-head to see who's going to go to the semifinals. But between them and that goal lie these raging waters.
As usual, after a few safety modifications, we've allowed each team 1 hour for last-minute tinkering on their machines.
What's happening?
That could be a problem.
Modifications that could make all the difference in the race.
The teams must race down to the creek on their bridging machines and then somehow get across to the other side. They must then retrieve their bridges and tear up to the far end of the course to pick up their team flag. Then it's back down again, across the creek for a second time, and finally, the race to the finish line, with all of the team and all of their equipment still on board.
The junkies add more weight to the front of their vehicle to make sure it's heavy enough to lever the bridge up.
It goes in like this.
There's just time to practice moving their lever arm from one end to the other.
So how's it looking? How are you feeling about this?
Actually, we're really confident with it.
Are you?
Oh, yeah. Our race is going to come down how well we work together as a team.
Definitely.
Because this is really like sort of a pit crew thing.
The trailer has to be lifted, tires have to be pulled out, brought to the other end, reassembled, tongue has to come up, be reassembled, hooked up, and then go. So there is a lot of pit crew work.
Well, best of luck.
Thank you.
See you on the other side.
All right.
The gearheads have raised up their winch cable and attached it to their safety cage. It should give them more leverage in lifting the bridge and make their lives a whole lot easier.
Gearheads, how are we feeling in terms of confidence level over here?
Great, Kathy.
Really?
Yeah, really, really good.
You checked out the opposition?
Yeah, we checked it. We still think we have a hell of a chance.
Do you?
Yeah, by far.
Would you say that you're 100% confident that your bridge is going to take the weight of your machine?
Put it this way, Kathy, we're 300% positive.
Oh, really? Yeah. So there's no possibility of ending up
there's
in
no
the drink.
Doubt.
Excellent. Well, good luck.
I think we're capable of actually, if their bridge falls, we'll be able to help them pick it up.
Yeah, we can throw some buoys.
Fighting talk.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, good luck. See you on the other side of the water.
Thank you. Doing, Bill?
Next thing we do is we pull the tires out, throw them on the ground.
The teams talk tactics before the big race.
We're going to have two people sitting on the front of that car in order to keep that bridge up off the ground. We're right on the edge. We're right on the edge.
You're sitting on the dash.
I am?
Yeah.
Right,
and you're sitting on the dash.
We're on the dash.
And Anthony's standing on the running board.
Okay.
Back up here.
I back up, right?
Our judge sneaks a final look over the machines. The gearhead's van is fine, but their bridge is a different story.
Everything that I have looked at said that marginally, this bridge is going to deflect quite a bit. It's going to perform as long as they drive slow and smooth across that gap. If they try to gun the engine or if they try to drive in a jerky fashion, that increases the deflection of the bridge, which increases the load. That bridge is going to fail.
All right, the Canadian Junkies vehicle. Very colorful, very patriotic looking. Looks like they're going to the beach, but is life going to be a beach for these guys when it comes time to race?
Well, although their bridge may be better than the Miami Gearheads team, I'm looking at the vehicle and the launching system, and I've got some major concerns. This is a tiny three-cylinder engine.
It's a three-banger. Yeah, there's nothing to it.
So we've got to carry or push a heavy bridge. We've got all of this weight in front. We've got the team itself. And we've got a lot of sandy soil. I got some real concerns if they're going to be able to get off the starting line.
The time for talking is over.
Straight it out.
This is the nose.
Yeah.
Get your gloves on.
Oh, we're going on this.
Right here.
Stop!
With only 80 feet between them and Thunder Creek, both teams decide to start bridge first.
We don't need it.
Hard. Let's leave.
Teams, this is the moment we've been waiting for. It's time to race. Miami Gearheads!
Woo!
Canada Junkies!
Woo!
Are you ready to race?
Yeah!
Let's go!
Yeah!
Okay, you know what to do. Get across, get your flag, and get back here as quick as you can. Gentlemen, start your engines!
Go for it.
Ready!
The gearheads are off to a flying start. But the Canadian's car is crawling across the start line. No problem for the gearheads so far.
Slow, Frank.
Look at that.
Forward. Frank, forward.
Get
Give me slack, give me slack, give me slack.
Okay. He's off, he's off.
They are looking really slick. The Junkies are catching up.
The Junkies seem to be doing okay. Yeah, they've
look,
got it across.
Yeah, look, they've got it across. Look how close to the art of the bank.
Oh, okay, crank her down. Crank her down, boys. Crank her, crank her.
The Junkies' pit stop needs to be as slick as they can make it.
Pull the pin. Pull the pin. Pull that pin.
All the way up, all the way up.
It's the moment of truth. Is that bridge going to hold?
Slow, Frank. Slow, Frank. Slower. Right. Slower. Slower, Frank.
Yeah, they're okay. They're through. That is a, that's very, very smooth.
Great shot.
Stop.
Got me. I need to know back there what's going on.
Don't forget, they still have to cross the creek one more time.
Put the bridge up! Put the bridge up!
Pull that pin.
The Junkies are struggling to catch up.
Oh my God, they're already across. Pull the pin, let's go.
No, we gotta get the pins out.
Okay, go. Slide her out. In the car. Scar.
Lots of things that they've got to do over here on the Canadian team. This is like a big jigsaw puzzle.
The gearheads have a problem. The van isn't lined up properly with the bridge.
On one side. Then you didn't think about the alignment, how difficult it's going to be.
You got in place now.
They can't get the second hinge pin in fully. And here come the Junkies. It's touch and go.
Oh.
But they're over.
Canadians can keep this up. They might have a chance to catch them, but they've got to work fast.
They got to work fast.
It's up. No, don't worry. I got it.
But the gearheads are off.
Just drive slow.
Well, it looks like the Miami gearheads are storming to victory, but stick with us to see if they make it.
The Miami gearheads are in the lead, but the Canadian Junkies aren't far behind.
The Junkies have completed their first crossing, but they're struggling to pick up the bridge again.
Who's got the pin? Kevin? You got the pin?
Frank, I got more. Milton, keep
the gearheads are on their way to pick up their flag before coming back to cross the creek a second time. But the pressure's on.
Kathy, what's going on with the Miami gearheads?
The gearheads are looking glorious here. They just floored the flag of their opponents.
Well, they're going to have to pick it up. It's only fair.
Right now, Captain's down here.
This could be the Junkies' chance to catch up, but they've stopped.
Lift it.
We've got to get off. We've got to crank it up.
Lift it
they're
down.
Moving the wheels to the other end to make it easier to drive.
Pull that tire.
Let's go.
The gearheads have got the Junkies' flag back up.
No! Get up here!
The Miami gearheads are on their way back down to you.
Anthony,
I'm listening.
When we get there now, first thing is down. You get the cable. The bridge is off.
Kathy, we've got the gearheads in our sights. We can see them coming down the hill right now.
Watch out, we don't want to clip anybody. Go much slower.
You're clear.
I'm clear. Bill, trust me, I know how long it is.
Finally, the Junkies are off, but that wheel change has really cost them time.
Easy. Okay, turn.
Don't get off here,
go
guys.
Go slow, man. Don't burn yourself.
I need a bridge high.
Go slow.
Something underneath.
The gearhead's bridge is bent in the middle and they can't get the wheels up onto the end of it.
We're clear. Come on, buddy.
Clear, go!
The gearheads are just going for it.
Go slow, Frank. Keep going.
All right, stop! What do you want? Come on, back here with it. Back here.
The Junkies are lining up their bridge again.
3, 2, 1, go! Back! Stop!
Cable!
Give me more!
It's all just a bit late for the Junkies.
smoke them! We smoke them!
It's a slam dunk for the gearheads.
Stop it, stop it, stop it.
Can we go again? Let's go again!
Let's go again!
Look at that! We smacked them!
As you guys were getting across, did you look over and go,
no,
okay, they're making it? Or was it just all focused?
Well, the whole thing that we went over was, forget about the other team. It's all us. It's don't all even us. Look
don't
at them.
Think about them.
Everything worked way. Better than we planned.
Really?
Super smooth.
It's an unhappy end for the junkies, dragging their bridge across the finish line.
Yeah! Oh, Canada!
Finally, all right.
Guys, good job. To the victors go the spoils. Where are the Miami Gearheads? And the Canadian Junkies over here. Good race, you guys.
Talk you through which plan, the one at the very beginning, the one halfway there, or the one towards the end.
Is the champagne taste better knowing that you've defeated the Canadian Junkies?
Definitely.
Coming up on Science Night, we'll investigate the incredible history of the London Underground, which dates back to 1843, making it the world's oldest underground railway.